Nathan roared, his body transforming as he grabbed the table in front of him. The nails of his clawed hands raked huge gouges in its top as he shoved it violently forward, crunching Beefloc against the wall. He then twisted to his left and tossed the table toward the larger group of Beefloc's minions who had come in. After the table had soared over his head, Rahek jumped up from the floor.
Is that all you got, Beefloc?
Rahek saw Shaitan's green arm grab one of those who had been in the bar and throw him several feet.
We got an army in green!
Rahek heard some noise behind him and turned to see Nathan in Prekalichi form ripping off Beefloc's metal arm.
Oh, never mind. Looks like you're busy with death by pissed off Prekalichi.
Uncle Rahek!
Christina jumped on the bar and ran down its length, sidestepping all the glasses and plates in an amazing feat of dexterity until one of the people at the bar realized she was working for the other team. The alien shoved the bar stool out of his way and turned to catch the speeding human, red in his eyes. Rahek almost closed his eyes, but Christina was on the alien, her clawed hand slicing from his head, behind his neck, under his arm, and down his torso as she twisted around him like he was a pole. Then she jumped back onto the bar as the alien was left screaming, blood cascading down his flesh, eyes blinded. Rahek opened his arms as she jumped 15 feet across two tables and landed on him. She used him like a pole as well, but thankfully no claws. Then she was next to him.
Dad called it.
Nathan appeared next to them, his huge hand on his daughter's shoulder. For this battle, she had chosen to be the size of a full-grown woman, but he easily pushed her behind Rahek. She smiled into the monster's eyes.
Mom's over there behind Shaitan.
The Prekalichi turned and scanned the rest of the bar. It was chaos. The large group that had entered was mostly already in various states of damage, thanks to Shaitan. To his left, Bastek, the female cat alien, had bounced her charged baton off two heads, and two aliens who had brandished weapons had been shot. The barkeeper had his hands up, taking in the scene around him in fear.
Womp!
Shaitan jumped up in the air and replicated the human wrestling move he had been studying, turning sideways in the air and slamming his elbow into one of the aliens who had been struggling to get back up. Christina flinched when she heard either bones or exoskeleton crack. Nathan stayed in his monster form and walked over to the barkeeper, who needed to look higher and higher as he approached. The monster reached into a large bag dangling from his hip and pulled out Beefloc's head. He was still alive. Nathan stared at the head in his hands.
You will pay for this mess. Give the barkeeper your credit number.